So what you see is they caused Solomon to ride upon the king's mule. They caused Solomon. They're the ones that anointed Solomon. See, Adonijah basically anoints himself. He lifts himself up, but Solomon humbles himself. You know what the Bible says? Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. And that's what we see throughout the Bible. Now, one thing I wanted to mention, because this is kind of a common thing that's happening in the independent fundamental Baptist movement, there's a lot of people that are just anointing themselves, ordaining themselves as pastors. They basically just say, you know what, I'm starting a church and I'm the pastor. And they don't get trained, they don't get sent out, they just decide one day, you know what, I'm worthy of being a pastor. But you know what the Bible says? Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. But a faithful man, who can find? You know, I moved here. One of the reasons why is because I want to be trained for the ministry. I want to be a pastor. You know, honestly, I'm not just that I don't have kids, but honestly, I'm just not ready right now. And you know what? If I'm not at that point where the pastor will send me out, then I won't start a church. I'm not going to ordain myself. You know, throughout the Bible, you always see that men get ordained by other people to start churches. That's what you see. You know, a long time ago when I was in college, I saw a ridiculous movie that just completely blasphemed God, which is pretty much what all the movies of Hollywood are going to do. They blaspheme God. And the name of the movie was called The Apostle. And this movie was basically a charismatic movie where this guy was a preacher, and there's one part of the movie where he baptizes himself. He says, I baptize myself in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So he dunks himself in the water, gets back up, and then he says, and in Jesus' name, and he baptizes himself again. But that's pretty much just as ridiculous as someone just saying, you know what, I'm a pastor and just starting a church. You know, we should be ordained by other people. You know, we shouldn't be lifting ourselves up, because if everybody who thought they were ready to start a church started one, we'd have a lot of bad independent Baptist churches out there.